The current U.S. strategy in Iraq includes a number of small projects designed to boost local economies. They're also supposed to build rapport between Iraqis and American soldiers. U.S. commanders say the projects have helped decrease violence in the area south of Baghdad, a region that used to be known as the Triangle of Death. But winning hearts and minds can be difficult, as NPR's Corey Flintoff found on a recent visit to a village.
It seems simple enough. Soldiers from the 189 Cavalry have come to Al-Qadisiyya to build good relations and inject a little cash into a desperately poor village. Captain J.R. Hong calls out the plan.
Spread the news. One bag of trash equals $10. We'll collect it and we'll burn it, okay?
$10 is a lot of money in a place where most people have no jobs. It's about an average day's wage for an Iraqi government worker, all for filling just one garden-sized trash bag. The interpreter, called Dave by the soldiers, describes this bonanza to a man who loiters in the shade of a battered sheet metal kiosk. The man smiles ingratiatingly, showing uneven, smoke-stained teeth, so his response comes as a surprise.
He say, it is not really our job to pick up the garbage. He say, our job is just to pull security, so I will try to convince him.
The not-my-job line raises the hackles of First Sergeant David Richardson.
We're not going to convince him of anything. We're telling him, all right, that we're given an opportunity here for these people to make some money.
But Dave, the interpreter, has mistranslated. The man is actually saying that he doesn't have the authority to agree to the trash-collecting scheme. He wants to call somebody with more clout.
If they don't want to earn a little money, just tell them we ain't going to f*** with it. They just won't get no money.
A crowd is gathering in the narrow lane where four American Humvees are lined up, engines running, soldiers perched warily in their turrets behind 50-caliber machine guns. The villager, who has become a de facto spokesman, is warming up to the argument.
He say they need somebody responsible here, so we can make a deal with him.
Are we going to stay and do this, or we're going to leave? Because I want to show him the money before we leave. I just want to show him what a dumbass he is.
Grinning boys are listening in, and they're showing a definite interest in the trash bags. Sergeant Richardson.
So what, the kids going to do the work and they're going to take the money?
Captain Hong watches as children stuff trash and weeds into the plastic bags while the men smoke and complain to him about their lack of health care, fuel, and clean drinking water.
It seems to be the norm. The kids seem to do most of the work. I mean, there's no doubt that they'll probably get paid and then they'll give it to their parents. But I don't know, it might be cultural or it might be status-wise, but it seems to be the norm around here.
Captain Hong rejects the word frustrating when it comes to describing his relationship with the villagers.
After a while, you kind of start to understand how they work, and that's our job, really, to adapt to the culture here and kind of get the job done however we see fit.
Two, three.
A few hours later, hundreds of bags are thrown into a hole, doused with gasoline, and set ablaze. Rank smoke drifts back into the village as people line up at the kiosk to be paid. The soldiers take names and pass out stiff new $10 bills.
Hussein Ali Abbas.
Tell him to sign for him and his daughter.
Explain to these people, unless they want to be shot, to move back.
And that, it seems, is what this is all about. Soldiers do what soldiers do. They're trained to be forceful, to get results. Villagers do what villagers do. They try to get the maximum advantage from an unpredictable source of bounty, and they try to do it within the structures they understand, the family and the tribe. In terms of numbers, hundreds of bags of trash, dozens of villagers paid, the patrol's mission seems to have been accomplished. The village is slightly cleaner, but it seems unlikely that civic pride will keep it that way. The residents have some very easy money, and while that may promote cooperation, it's unclear whether hearts or minds have been won on either side. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.